service of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church. We are a member of the CLC, the Church of the Lutheran Confession. Today's service, according to the church year, is called Jubilee. It's an important festival of the church year. What it means is to be joyful. Today's emphasis, and properly so on this day where we remember one of our loved ones, Don Adaro. The purpose of this day in the church year is to realize that the risen Savior Jesus Christ continues to give us all unending joy. Joy in the fact that Donna is in heaven. Joy in the fact that we have the comfort of God's Word before us. We'll open our service with prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace, asking for your blessing in this service today. Restore unto us all, especially those who grieve, the joy of your salvation. Burn for us with the death of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross, and seal for us when you raise him from the dead to die no more. Lord, let our praise and worship be acceptable to you. In his name, amen. We'll follow the order of service as it's printed in your service folder. And hymns are up. We'll start with our first hymn. To grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us. And for his sake, grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee, and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace, we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy on us and has given his only Son to die for us. And for his sake, he forgives us all our sins. To them that believe upon his name, he gives them power to become the sons of God and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Please be seated for a responsive reading of our intro. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
By the word of the Lord, great heavens came.
O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name.
Make known his deed among the people.
Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous.
For it is such a beginning for you to sing his praises.
Church and how everybody was so joyful to continue in this message of Christ risen from the dead. They continued in the apostles' doctrine, the breaking of bread, the celebration of Holy Communion, in prayer, and they were in fellowship with one another, joyfully so. It's all part of the gospel message that works in our hearts and lives and keeps us joyful in God's Word. We read, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, 'Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ.' Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?' Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call.' And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, 'Be saved from this perverse generation.' Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together, and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. So, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." Here ends our first Bible reading. We continue with the response reading of the graphic. "Hallelujah! Then was the Lord Jesus known of the disciples.
In breaking the bread, hallelujah.
Then said the disciples one to another,
Did not our hearts burn within us? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I am the good shepherd.
I know my sheep and I know the mine. Hallelujah.
Our second Bible reading comes from the 24th chapter of the book of Luke, beginning there in the 13th verse. You know, there's a difference between grieving and between wallowing in grief, self-pity, and despair, as if the powerful word of God has no effect. There's nothing wrong with grieving. It's healthy. It's good. Our Lord Jesus grieved. Cried, Jesus wept, shortest verse in the Bible. We grieve today too, as we are separated from our loved one temporarily. But we're also joyful, and we look forward to that reunion in heaven. The disciples thought Jesus was done, over. But here on the way to Emmaus, he meets them and fills them with joy. "Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was, while they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained, so that they did not know him. And he said to them, 'What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?' Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, 'Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which happened there in these days?' And he said to them, 'What things?' So they said to him, 'The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us, for they did not find his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see.' Then he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them, in all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us? So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon. And they told about the things that happened on the road, and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. This ends our second Bible reading. Our third scripture reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 to 21. Having the joy of the resurrection restored to us through God's powerful word, you and I can live our lives in hope. That is the rock-solid certainty that all of the scripture's promises are true, that because Jesus rose, Donna will someday too. Because Jesus rose, you will too. This restores joy in our lives. We read, If you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. This ends our third Bible reading. Please remain seated while our ushers take the weekly offering. Thank you. join me and the whole Christian church on earth with a confession of faith this morning? We use the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. We continue now with the memorial service of Donna Dowd. We'll open with prayer. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Donna Dara and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Strengthen us in the confidence that because Jesus lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Finally, do what you in love have done for Donna. Deliver us from this veil of tears, and take us to yourself in heaven, there to receive the crown of eternal life you have promised your believers. We ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. We'll continue with the first two stanzas of hymn 200. Keep that hymn open, because we'll be singing the rest of the verses through the exhortation. Exhortation, which is simply a collection of good, solid Bible passages meant for your comfort. All of us will one day stand before the judgment throne of God, where we know there will be a reckoning for every wrong we've ever done. What a blessing to hear from the prophet Isaiah that Jesus has already paid in full your price of sin. Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. From the Gospel of John, we hear some wonderful promises about eternal life from Jesus, our Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Stanza 4. On this side of eternity, Jesus knows that our hearts can be troubled, especially when a loved one is separated from us in temporal death. In John 14, Jesus tells us what he knows for our comfort. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Stanza 5. Wisdom from our heavenly friend Jesus Christ, you and I would not know. We would be ignorant about the soul sleep that believers receive under his care. He also tells us about the last day here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For as we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Stanza 6. Has gone ahead of us, and he is preparing great things. From John chapter 14. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Stanza 7. Living Jesus, still the same, gives us a preview of heaven in the book of Revelation, a book of visions and signs that was sent to the Apostle John, chapter 21. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. The final stanza.